With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Whether you call it a barbecue, a cookout, a tailgate party, here in the good old USA, the 4th of July means millions of us will enjoy the great outdoors with some meat on the grill. Sadly, when it's not done right, people can get sick. Nikki Forbing-Orr is with the Department of Health and Welfare and reminds us.
Summers are full of sunshine, warm temperatures, and long days. So that means it's more likely you're going to be cooking and eating outside, whether you're backcountry camping, whitewater rafting, or enjoying a family picnic in a local park. That presents some food safety challenges. As food heats up in the warm temperatures, bacteria do multiply faster and they could make you sick.
And the best cookouts are done with meat. Lots of it. But grillers, beware.
It's hard to maintain temperatures in the outdoors if you're not using an RV or a tent trailer with a refrigerator and an oven. But even so, raw eggs and meats and other potentially hazardous foods should be stored in a cooler that's 41 degrees Fahrenheit or colder. And raw meat should be stored in separate coolers from the rest of the food, or at least in a leak-proof container at the bottom of the cooler so it will stay colder and it won't contaminate other food.
And one more tip. Make sure you wash your hands.
We can't stress hand washing enough for everyone, but especially for those people who are actually preparing the food. Disease-causing organisms can be transferred from your hands to your food unless you've washed your hands before you touch anything that's edible.
Have a happy and safe 4th of July. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.